The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long.
Good afternoon. This is Ron McDonald. This is the National Intel Report. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away this Monday, June 14th, 2010. I have a special guest, Jack Bauer. He's known as Radio's Rebel. He's alongside of me. Not actually alongside of me, but he's on the phone waiting for also callers. We have Kevin on hold from California. Kevin, are you still there?
Yeah. Hey, guys. To continue where I was at before, I don't necessarily take to the unlawful conversion of ourselves via the birth certificate. Basically, the birth certificate or your born certificate. When we were born after, let's say, over the last 175 years since the revolution, when any person was born here, basically, you followed your bloodline, and so we're sovereign. So basically, what has happened is that was supposed to be the report of the birth of the king there, and they have unlawfully converted us into some other fiction. And there is penalties for the conversion there, and if we look up under Title 18 or 28, It carries a very stiff prison sentence. So we have to put everything in perspective, guys.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, and absolutely. That certificate only represents a commodity, and it's basically, without the knowledge of the American people, have made them the commodity on that ticket. By the way, if you look up the phrase natural birth in Bouvier's Law Dictionary, you'll find that it means or is defined as a woman who has a child or a baby out of wedlock. So that's the first sign that something's hanky-panky there. But the bottom line on this, Kevin, is when they convert us into property, that's called criminal conversion, when they do it without our knowledge. And that's, and they had several things at play here. They had the gold reserves depleted, so they took away the wealth of the American people that way. And then they created that birth certificate to be there in place at that time in order for there to be an informant on there. And you'll see on most of the birth certificates, it'll say informant, and you'll see in the defining of that term informant that it means a witness who has seen a crime committed. Now, well, when a baby's born into debt, he becomes under common law a debtor, and that's a violation of law, a criminal law. And then they converted our means to make wealth into these debtor's instruments under the commercial jurisdiction, therefore taking us off the land and pushing us out onto the law of the sea. We're not actually floating on the sea, but we're certainly under the law of the sea. And then they've taken away our ability to exist on our own by the president getting this unlimited amount of economic control over the entire country, where he can dictate how many potatoes are grown, how many doctors will be licensed, that doctors have to be licensed, the whole gamut of taking away everything a sovereign has. But the bottom line, it's called criminal conversion. That's fraud. So I guess we have another commercial. We'll hit you when we come back, Kevin.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. So using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon. This is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away today, this Monday, June 14th. I have a special guest, Jack Bauer, who has his own radio show. He's called The Radio Rebel. And we're talking to Kevin online, and we have Art in Georgia waiting and Jim in Texas waiting. The phone number to call in if you have a comment or question, call 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Kevin, you still on the line?
Yeah, still here. What I was going to say is that, okay, so it looks like they've taken it all away, but in reality, it doesn't really matter because they've given us some great tools to work with called promissory notes. So they're supposed to deposit those as regular money into regular checking accounts if they should get them from you and credit it as though it was money. So, really, we don't really have much to worry about. We just have to learn how they've set it up for us to use these certain accounts and step forth, you know. Stop taking no for an answer and, use the oath and the bond and their commission against them every time you receive an encounter from somebody.
Okay. Well, I have comments on that, but that's for another show. Jack, do you have any comments?
No, he does some great work. Kevin does some great work out here trailblazing, and he's been very successful in the courts. And You know, one thing I can say, Ron, I think I may have talked to you about this already. One of the big problems that we have as a group, the quote-unquote patriots, whatever you want to call us, the knotheads that don't know how to follow their rules, is we're not unified. It just absolutely drives me nuts. My claim to fame was I lived with Irwin Schiff for a whole year prior to me being convicted. And I would hear him yelling at people, and you'd ask him about it. You go, I didn't yell. It's just the way he talked. Well, baloney. And, you know, this guy here, because he's so intellectual, it's like they all want to get their pat on the back that I'm the one that slayed the dragon. My attitude on that is, you know what, if I've got the gun and you got the bullets here, please take my gun and slay the damn thing. Let's just kill it. It should be our common goal. What the government has successfully done is they walk lockstep with their arm-in-arm connected, and if one of their sovereigns, or if one of their fellow, whatever they are, one of their soldiers falls, they immediately join back up. I mean, look at this piece of garbage that we have that's playing the President of the United States. And he continues to get away with it because his minions are there locking arms and they're battling us, we the people. We've got to find a way where we can drop the differences of speech, whatever it is, and say, you know what, let's just combine this like they are and take our country back, because that's the bottom line. I don't care who gets the dang credit, but I want my freedoms and I want my country back.
Well, you know, you hit on a very valid point, and that's why when you look across the country in every state, they have what's called uniform codes, uniform with the... That's why that commander-in-chief is not a civilian in that office right now. We've been under a state of emergency. And because we're in a state of emergency, martial rule is at play right now. And that's why we're being regulated. There's no money. There's no wealth. And the insolvent American is running crazy unless we can regulate them and keep them in the stockyards. And that's the bottom line of it.
Done any research as far as I know the Constitution says that the only way you can pay off a debt is with gold or silver. That's very clear.
That's the Mint Act.
Yes. How is it that the courts can order you on any of these things to pay a fine when you don't have access to a way to pay the fine?
Well, they don't order you to pay in any specific denomination or species. If you look at the government codes of the state of California and any of the codes throughout the United States, we have 6850 that says that the dollar, the cent, and the mil is the money of accounts of the state. That goes to the Mint Act. That means gold and silver is the money of account of the state. It's a weight, a measure. And all courts shall proceed in those lawful tenders. And right after it says we will accept notes issued by the United States, that's 6852, issued by the United States at par. That means whatever the denomination on the note is, we accept it here in California. However, if you do a total scan of all the codes of California or any state, you'll not see them saying they will accept Federal Reserve notes at par, because that's a foreign entity. We have Kevin, I have to move on to Art in Georgia, and we have Jim in Texas and Guy in Arkansas. Art, are you there?
Hi, how you doing, gentlemen? I'm kind of curious because I have a driver's license issue myself. It's a little unique in some respects. But I was listening to what you were saying earlier with the one case, and I'm wondering, is there like a website where I can go to get all that information you were talking about?
You want me to answer that, Ronald?
I would love to be able to walk into a courtroom and settle this once and for all, because I am so fed up.
You want me to answer that, Ronald?
You go for it.
If you do you can go just do this on any state, type in the Google search line or any kind of search engine, public vehicular travel. You're going to get millions of hits.
Public.
Then type in your state's name with public vehicular travel, and you're again going to get hundreds of thousands, not millions of hits.
Okay. Public vehicular what?
Travel.
Travel.
In fact, to know it even more, type in before that right to public vehicular travel.
Okay.
And then put your state's name in there, and you're going to get millions of hits. And you're going to get case law after case law after case law, and law after law after law, showing that you are not in the commercial capacity. You are a private citizen. You are driving, you're traveling in your private automobile, which the very... the very existence of having a motor vehicle is commercial code, commercial capacity. A motor vehicle is described in California as that which is used to transport people or product for profit or hire. I have a private automobile to take me from point A to point B with my personal belongings and my family. So I am not driving, I am traveling. And
because with me, I got pulled over and they tried to say I was DUI, but I wasn't. Tried to claim I didn't have insurance, which I did. And then they never notified me of a court date, so I couldn't appear for court. So they ended up issuing a failure to appear. Still didn't notify me of that. When it came time to renew my license, I just said, you know what, I don't need a license. I'm done with this. And I just walked into the DMV. And I told him I wanted the state ID, and he said, you don't want to renew this? I said, no, I don't really need a license anyway. It wasn't until almost 6 months later that I was being told by a law enforcement official that my license had been suspended. And I'm like, I don't know how I could possibly drive for 3 years on a suspended license and get pulled over dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and nothing's ever said.
Well, there's been a couple others. If you go to publicvehiculartravel.com, that's my good friend Dave Merlin's site, and he's got some great stuff up there. Or there's another one called beatthecourt.com. A lot of good information there. But, again, just doing a simple Google search for right to public vehicular travel, you're going to get such an eyeful of information, it's going to blow your mind. What these clowns have gotten away with to steal our money, which is all it is nothing short of criminal, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You know what? I'm going to give out my number, if that's okay, Ron.
Anybody? It's up to you.
I give it out. I give it out on my show every Saturday, 2-3 times, and I have people calling me, all hours of the day and night, and I love it. My phone number is 559, area code, 291-6188. That's 559-291-6188. If you want to email me, it's Bower, it's B-O-W-E-R, secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, at gmail.com. My name is Jack Bower with a B-A-U-E-R, but the email is Bower with a B-O-W-E-R, secret, at gmail.com.
Okay, well, we have Jim in Texas, Guy in Arkansas, and David in Maryland. Remember, this is... I don't endorse anything. I don't think Jack endorses anything. This is stuff. This is information for you to learn, and it gets you started at least. Why don't we go to Jim in Texas? Jim, are you there?
I am here. Here in lovely, let's say, far, far west Texas, right on the border to Mexico. We'll probably figure that one out. My question was for you, Ron. You mentioned your book earlier. How can we get the book?
Oh, it's They Own It All, Including You. It's at, you can go to our website, newpeopleorder.com. That's not New World Order. It's newpeopleorder.com. And right there we have the Amazon link. And if you go to Amazon, through that link, you'll see there's the price that Amazon gives, and there's also another bookstore in there that you can get the book for a less price. So it's up to you, whatever you feel you can afford. There it is right there. And also on the newpeopleorder.com website, there are a lot of radio shows that I've done that has a lot of good information. So please scan through that, see what you might come out with. Do you have anything else, Jim?
Do you have contact info on that one, or is this probably the best place to reach you?
Yeah, right there, and you'll see it's newpeopleorder@gmail.com, and we also have a phone number on there too.
Excellent. Now, in the book, Ron, you also talk about, traffic ticket as well. I know the last call has some issues with that as well.
Yeah, the traffic ticket, I won on the notice to appear, proving it to the state of California that it was a contract. And that it violated the principle, a certain principle of the contract. I didn't go on the judicial summons because it is a judicial summons issued by the executive branch of government. But I wanted to tackle that notice to appear and destroy it once and for all. And I had done that with a gentleman, Newton Collier, and I'm not giving the last name. So I think we have a break coming up. Stick around, Jim. We'll get you on the way back.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report. This is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away this Monday, June 14th. I have a special guest on, Jack Bauer. He's known as Radio Rebel, and to listen to him, you'll figure it out for yourself why he's a Radio Rebel. We have Jim, who's on the line, and Guy in Arkansas, and David in Maryland waiting. Oh, Jim's gone. So we have Guy in Arkansas and David in Maryland waiting. And again, if you have comments or questions on any of the topics we've talked about or want to express an opinion, call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Guy in Arkansas, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. McDonald. I got to say that I think you found your groove for being a show radio show host.
I don't think so, Guy. This is unnerving. This is unnerving.
Well, from my point of view of the radio, you did. Here you are. Okay, quick question here. Years ago, I heard a guy telling this story how he had to pay a fine, and the judge told him to pay a fine. He says, "Well, judge," he says, Are you telling me that you want me to commit a felony to pay a debt with a debt instrument?" And the judge yelled back at him, "I don't care how you pay it with coupons. I don't care, but you're going to pay this debt." So my question to you
is what is the statute or the code or the Supreme Court citation, if there is one, that actually stipulates that it's against the law and or probably a felony in securities fraud to pay a debt with a debt instrument, which means that if you try to pay a debt with a Federal Reserve note, you are committing a crime, and therefore you're being set up for a felony, I guess.
Yeah, and that's a very valid situation. You have to go to the Mint Act of 1792, and your state will mimic that Mint Act, and it says in that Mint Act that all courts of the United States shall be paid and use lawful tender. That's your actual gold coin or your silver coin. And in California, as I said just a little bit earlier, we have two opposing statutes in the government code. We have section 6850 that says that the money of accounts of this state, the state where I live, is the dollar, the cent, and the mill. And that is weights of gold or silver. And it also says all courts shall be paid in that lawful money. And then it says under 6852, it says that the state of California will accept notes issued by the United States at par. That means if the United States creates a U.S. Treasury note and calls it a $10 note, then the state of California has to accept that at $10. It agreed to, it contracted to. But nowhere in the codes, and if you scan through all the codes of your state and look for Federal Reserve note, you will not see it in there that your state is authorized by law to accept those notes. If your state's not authorized to accept those notes, then your courts are not authorized to accept those notes. And in fact, it'll still say that your courts are authorized to accept lawful tender, money of accounts of the United States, which is the money of accounts of every state. So right there is the law that's being violated. So yeah. You're moving in a positive way, saying these are the only things that the court can accept. And this is what the court is doing. The court at that point is unconstitutionally applying the law in the case, isn't it? If it dictates to you, I don't care how you pay it, there is a law in your state that says that the courts will accept this type of remuneration in the court. And that's the lawful tender.
Okay, I get all that. but As far as your research shows, that there's not some kind of a code, a USC code, stating that under securities or under debt instruments or something, that a note being a debt instrument cannot be applied against another debt. I mean, is there anything in the U.S. code that we can
There are a lot of them. There are a lot of them in your penal codes. You'd have to look in your penal codes and do a research. Pardon me, I haven't researched that aspect of it, but you're not once not allowed to use counterfeit notes to pay off a debt. That's counterfeiting. Now, if the state of California, I'm only speaking for the state, and I know it's the same for every other state, if the state of California doesn't recognize the Federal Reserve note, then it is a counterfeit instrument to use in payment of any debt in this state. It has to be granted law. It has to be authorized in law. Failure to do that means it's excluded in the law as far as payments in this state. That in itself, and we have what's called Penal Code, I believe it's 7 or 8. Any law that doesn't exist in this state can fall under that where there's a crime been committed. So we could go to that and allege through that Penal Code, this is the violation of law. So you have to have one in your state.
Is this in your book? I'm sorry, I can't afford your book at this time, but is the information you just in your,
Guy,
in your book?
Guy, yeah. Can you stick around to after the break?
Absolutely, and I'll try and be quick to let other callers come in, sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is Ron McDonald. This is the National Intel Report with John Statmiller, who's away for today. I'm filling in for him. We have a special guest, Jack Bauer, who's known as the Radio Rebel. We have several people waiting online. We have a guy from Arkansas that was just before the break. And also, if you have any comments or questions, please call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Guy, you have any other questions?
No, thank you. I appreciate your time very much. And it was just interesting when I reflect back on that on that testimony that guy was given about how the judge told him, I don't care if you pay in coupons, which he said he did. He said he had a coupon clipping party with his friends and stuff, had all these hundreds and hundreds of coupons of 5, 25 cents, et cetera, and mailed them to the court and paid his fine off with it. So I just find that fascinating, and I just wonder just, you know, if that makes a coupon worth what it's stated is, well, that makes me wonder, isn't that a form of money in itself?
It's a form of currency. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. You know? It's not money. It's currency. Jack was correct.
Currency conversion, just like U.S. stamps are. Stamps are really a conversion of currency, and that's why they were, it took an act of Congress to elevate the price of a stamp up. Last time they did that was 3 cents, and they've never changed it. That's why you can get away with mailing an envelope with a 3 cent stamp on it, and they can't return it to you for lack of funds. Anyway, thank you so much for your show, and I'll give up the phone to other people, and thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Guy. We have David in Maryland, Jerry in Illinois, and Fred in California waiting on the line. David, are you there?
Yeah, this is Dave. Dave Merlin.
Hi, Dave.
This is my friend Dave Merlin. He's from Washington. Hi, Dave.
You got a lot of friends, Jack.
Yeah, I know. No, he doesn't have a single friend on this planet.
Dave is the one that I keep telling you about, Ron. That's the legal genius that I have the pleasure of having on my show every week. This is Dave. He's a great guy.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the show.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Okay.
The comment that Jack made a little bit earlier is really a spark plug with me, and he asked me near the top of the hour if I wanted to call in and contribute, but I was watching news that I don't away from. Every day I'm in front of the national news, but about sticking together or getting together. There's a lot of polarizing aspects of everybody's participation out there that keeps them from arriving at a fast track to remedy, and I know you know a fast track when you see one, and when you expose somebody who claims to be an aficionado, somebody who might even have their own group, they might have websites and their own curriculums, you show them a few little things and they run from you. And it's because those little things change the curriculum so radically that they have to admit they've always been an idiot for not having come across these simple truths. And it keeps them from working more effectively because they refuse input from other people that think they've already eclipsed a certain curve that they needn't go beyond, when in fact their students can't go to small claims court. And it's ego all the way that keeps them from indulging the simplest of issues that, if I have a law that says they can't do this to me and they do this to me, how do you pursue that remedy? They don't know the first thing about it. They're learning from the wrong people. They can't turn the handle on any court rules, and that's due process according to Justice Scalia. Court rules are due process. That's where you crank the system with the law and the facts inside to make justice come out the other end. If you don't know court rules, you can't crank the system, and so you stand outside going, those aren't my statutes, those are somebody else's. And I'm upon the sea, I'm in maritime law. And I find things in the law that are so astounding that I got sovereignty all over the place, and it reduces their conduct that everybody complains of to theft, racketeering, extortion, kidnapping, and my remedy is actually the criminal code. And I found the only time I get justice is when I serve criminal complaints on people. People, I said people. Sorry about that. I meant public servants.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. You know, the biggest business in the United States is law. It's the biggest business. And people are looking for justice. It doesn't have anything to do with justice. It has to do with lining the pockets of many people involved in this. And I, for one, I never knock anyone else's pursuit of whatever they're trying to do, because I look at it this way. It's going to enlighten someone that there's a problem out there. Whether that remedy that other person's promoting is right or wrong, I'm not going to get involved in it. I just want to make sure that they're waking people up to this massive problem. You know, how long has the American people been asleep with all these things happening to them without their knowledge, their money being stolen and that?
But if I can prove that they're wrong and they're selling somebody something, they're wrong, and they're getting people's money by being wrong. And if they're wrong, it's probably simply because they just didn't do the work. And so when I meet people, it's after they're in jail. Like Victoria Joy came to Seattle, did 3 days worth of speaking. The third day was, in fact, personal consultants. Made $23,000 and left the state when I can't give away a seat at my seminar. And in the following 2 weeks, Kurt Riggin and I got 7 to 10 calls from people that were in jail because of her. So yeah, I've gotten calls when their butt's in jail and they need somebody that can turn the wheels instead of spin a web of fantasy. And when you get your feet on the ground, then you understand that if somebody's wrong out there and they're taking somebody's money, I've seen people levied to death. The woman died over filing what the IRS called frivolous income tax returns, the non-resident alien returns in 1993. She got levied to death. Jimmy Chisholm went to prison a couple of years ago. Day he went to prison, his wife died. And so I do badmouth these people. I always will, because
there are there are unscrupulous people out there. I agree with you 100%. I'm talking about the good intent type of person. They're patriots.
The student is fine. They do have good intent, but the people with curriculums, yes, I badmouth them because I can prove when they're wrong. When I can't prove they're wrong, you'll find me supporting them. Like Kevin that was just on, the guy's a whiz. And Jack will tell you, you don't hear me saying that very often, but there are a few people I'll get behind all the way because they do the work.
Yeah.
The ones he's referring to are the ones like Pay Me Man from Freedom Law School, who's putting it to everybody for $7,000 and just ripping everybody off. The man is... he's bad.
Bob Schultz, Debbie Kidd, Lowell Beecraft, Tom Crier, the list goes on. They haven't done the work, and I can prove it so quickly and so boldly that they got no business selling services. I'll protect you in your tax criminal trial for $70,000. I've never read Section 83 of the tax code.
Well, I would say this. I don't think it's probably not appropriate right now to list a name or a group of people on this. That's not the purpose of this show.
Sure.
Let's stay on point, and if you have remedies for people, certainly go for it. Give out some remedies.
That's part of the remedy is showing people what they're in for when they're dealing with one of these gurus that can't see 3 years down the road when the IRS is up against the right to challenge the tax return you filed. And I've seen it happen three or four rounds, so all I do is provide remedy. One of the remedies is, here's what's wrong with that argument. Here's what's wrong with that argument.
Here's what's wrong with that argument. Good enough.
But the
first remedy is always protect your assets. Don't get involved in these issues unless you have everything out of your name.
Right.
Because they're going to swoop down and take it from you. And that's a truism.
You know, Ron, one of the things that they're doing to us down here out of Fresno, the cops have gotten very proficient in stealing people's cars. They'll pull you over at the drop of a hat. They'll claim you have a taillight out. They'll break one. And they'll tow your vehicle. And then... Yeah. Once you're into their game, if you can get hold of the tow company, nine times out of ten you can't, so they lien sale it and it goes away, city gets a piece of it, or a cop sees one that he likes, he'll pull your car over and you'll never be able to get it back because you won't be able to get the tow company. So they've got very proficient at raising income for the city on these false taking of people's automobiles.
Yeah. And you know, before 1933, the only way they could acquire your vehicle is through due process. Now it's called policy or procedural due process. As long as they follow it, the car's theirs. Before 1933, the state or that municipality or the police would have to bring you in court. They couldn't have your car at that point. They'd have to prove that car belonged to them. And of course, they couldn't do it. But now they have policy behind them. We're probably going to have to move on because we have Jerry from Illinois, Fred from California, and John from California. Any of your friends there?
I don't know.
Dave, any summation of anything? Or is Dave left?
No, I didn't leave. I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. My TalkShoe user number is 59615. 59615 at talkshoe.com tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Thursday, 59615 at talkshoe.com, and my show is called No Confidence, and you'll hear a whole bunch of really neat stuff.
Okay, and I have a grave error here that I have to say. You know, Republic Broadcasting buys the books. They own it all, including you. And I gave away the New People Order. I prefer anyone listening to this show to buy it from Republic Broadcasting. They sell the book, and it's a good job and it keeps this show going. So please disregard my saying the website. I'm also under the weather, so I'm flying on probably vapors right now. So please go to Republic Broadcasting. You can get the book, They Own It All, Including You, right off the front page of Republic Broadcasting.
It was nice talking
Dave,
with you.
I'm sorry?
It was nice talking with you.
Same here, Dave. Why don't we go to Jerry in Illinois? Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. And yourself?
I'm okay. I had a question about, I live in a city that's a corporate municipality, and I was just checking the duties and powers of police officers. And by state, they are set by our state statutes, right?
Yeah, for
now,
a municipality.
Under warrants here, it says here under warrants, police officers have all the common law and statutory powers of sheriffs. Now, it just didn't sound right. That's why I gave you a call. How is that possible?
Well, it is. It says powers. Well, no, and I agree with you. That's a violation of fundamental principles right there. The sheriff is the lowest state official.
Right.
A peace officer, a police officer, is your county's private police. How could they possibly acquire sovereign power out of the state itself? They just don't have that power. That's a constitutional issue right there. You were very bright to catch that one.
Yeah, that's just for serving warrants, though.
Yeah.
Now, when the states, by state statute, the municipality sets gives the municipality the power of police power, how does that work? Is that more legal than not?
Okay, could you restate that question?
When a state statute gives a municipality police power,
okay,
is that more legal than if it had not?
Yeah, well, that's the only way you're going to form your municipalities. You know, when you look at a municipality, first of all, if you do research on the root word of municipal, simple means ship. Muni means one ship.
Right.
So where are you, on the sea or on the land? So you're talking about a grant of power from a corporate state. Again, corporations are created on international laws or the law of the sea. So you're dealing in a total jurisdiction that you're not familiar with, Jerry, and it's not your common law jurisdictions.
So, even if the state statute makes it, gives police powers, it's really not common law police power, is it?
No, it is not. And you know, the people in their wisdom never granted to their states or their counties any police powers. The first time it was seen happening was in Boston, Massachusetts in 1850. Prior to that, the police were the people themselves. They policed their own neighborhoods and that. And then it took hold in Boston, and all of a sudden, now we have the state acquiring police powers that the people never endowed to them, never enumerated an office to them. So you can see the encroachment here, what's happened in the United States. And that was part of the lure of coming to the United States, is that it didn't have its own police powers in place. The people already knew. They've already been the victims of police powers in Europe. Why would they want to, again, be put under their own police authorities? And the thing about that is that when you give such a power, the power to destroy, to your servants, they often abuse it. And we have a constant reminder of that happening in the news almost every day in this country.
Okay, I can interrupt you, but so what if I'm understanding this right? The police in my city don't have the power to serve warrants.
Because you would have to usurp
the sheriff, right?
Yeah, they cannot usurp that power. That's the sheriff's job.
Okay.
You know, delegated power, once delegated, cannot be redelegated. That's the law. That's how the statute's interpreted. Powers are not replicated in two different offices. You can't have the sheriff having the right to serve a warrant and also have the police department having the right to serve a warrant.
Hmm.
See, the police do not have that power. They never did have that power. They're given the ordinances in your municipality, but that's the sheriff's job.
Right. So in the state trying to give it to them, that's really
Yeah.
Something else.
And, but we're seeing it happen. But the people are being silent about these things happening.
Well, there's people that are running up the run. There's people that are getting their stomach full. And like I say, that's the good thing I see about this movement, is that we finally had enough. I think we're at the tipping point, and I think people are they're wanting their country back the same as I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I think you're right on that.
Thanks a lot. That helps a lot. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. We have Fred in California and John in California. Fred, are you there?
So, this is Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. Thanks very much for the program. You mentioned in this state means in the state you think you're in.
Well, absolutely. You know, there is two states. The corporate state of
the California government code, I believe. I was just looking for it, but couldn't find it.
Fred, we're going to have to pick up when we come back from break. Can you hang in there with us?
Sure will.
Okay, thank you.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Ron McDonald, this is the National Intel Report. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller. We have Fred on the line. We also have John waiting on the line. I'd like to get to him also. Fred, do you have a question?
No. Very quickly, I just wanted to say that I'm quite sure, and somebody, you know, you can do the research on this, that in the California codes, it defines the term in this state as meaning the United States. It does not mean California when it says in this state.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, because the only citizens in this state are United States citizens. So I'd say that would be in support of what you just stated.
That's correct. This state, California has residents, not citizens.
Right. But you have to be...
That's the corporate state of California, that the one that we bump into all the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
The state that was admitted to the Union isn't functioning at the moment. It's in the archives.
Okay, Fred, okay. I'm going to have to get to John before the...
Thank you very much.
Closes. Thank you, Fred. John, are you there?
How are you? How are you, Ron?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's good. Good. I like your show. I just was trying to remember, what was the name of that talk show host that you're filling in for today?
Oh,
No, I'm just kidding. It's a bad joke. I'm sorry. I thought your remarks about a half an hour ago or whatever it was regarding the tax honesty movement people criticizing each other publicly were, I think, you know, you downplayed it, you soft-selled it, you know, and everything else, And I tell you the truth, having listened to a lot of this about a lot of various people, I have to kind of agree with some things I hear. But I'll tell you what, it's nothing I couldn't have figured out by looking at various people's bulletins and looking at their prices for various things that they're selling. I think your remarks were very appropriate, because I got to be honest with you. For instance, I just mentioned one name, Larkin Rose. He was a purveyor of the 861 evidence. I thought it was all very interesting, and I learned a lot just by reading it and listening to him and reading his emails and so forth. Now, it's not something maybe I would feel comfortable doing, but I don't think he deserved all of the criticism he got.
No, he was off on one point, John.
That's true.
He didn't know that the Federal Reserve note was a foreign product. He thought he was dealing with domestic products. That's a sham against him. If he had only known that the Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation pushing out foreign products into a domestic jurisdiction, he would have been right on point.
And I guess I don't know a good way of telling somebody what the answer is if they don't want to receive the answer. And the only point I was trying to make was that I'm not sure how much positive result occurs when it looks like quite a number of people in the tax honesty movement are eating our own.
Yeah. That's the point I make. The way I look at it, there's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Right.
And just because you've got your way, there may very well be, if you just shut up, sit back and listen, you might actually learn something. And let's get past this fighting.
Yeah, that's two words I've never spoken, probably.
It looks like we're coming to a close on this show today. I want to, first of all, thank the callers and the listeners for joining the National Hotel Report. I want to thank my guest, Jack Bauer, the Radio Rebel. Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you.
And also, I want to say, get the They Own It All, including you, at Republic Broadcasting Network. Go right to the website. You can pick it right up. Thank you, folks. See you next time.
Take America back. We must take.